Hello and good morning. It is the morning after with Ben and Josh. This is the show. This is us. And we're not alone, are we, Ben?
No, Jazzy. It's been a while. Honestly, we probably should have talked to you sooner.
I know.
It has been a long time.
Yeah. It's been a while.
So thank you so much for coming into the studio this morning.
Thanks for having me.
No problem. So I guess we'll just start from the beginning. Yes. When did you start being like, I'm going to make music? Because that song we just heard before was a collaboration between you and, would you pronounce it Schly?
Schly, called
Horizon, which was fantastic. So yeah, when did you start your foray into the music scene?
I think I was about 11.
Wow.
Quite young. Like I went to a folk festival and I saw Aldous Harding play. She was Aldous Harding.
She's
Hannah
great.
Harding.
Oh,
I was like, I was like, oh my gosh, she is the coolest person in the whole world. I want to make music. And so then, I learnt guitar. And then I did music sort of all through high school and then took like a big break and I've just gotten back into it in the last couple of years.
Nice. And I guess how's it been getting back into it? You know, you're older now, more life experiences.
Yeah.
You know, what's it like going back?
Oh, you know, with all the wisdom and maturity I bring now. Yeah, it's been so good. So I studied counselling. I worked as a counsellor for a bit and then I think last year I was kind of like, actually, I want to get like back into this properly, and it has been so good,
cool.
Like so exciting. It's been super fun.
Very cool.
But seeing a bunch of new women onto the Otatahi scene recently, not only with Spaced Out Sessions, but I mean, a whole bunch of other fantastic stuff. So yeah, what's it been like, especially being a woman within the Otatahi scene and just music in general?
Really good. What I've been finding is like, it's so small, like Christchurch, and I suppose like the music scene in New Zealand is so small, and like the people that I've met so far have just been like friendly and supportive and fantastic. I love
it. Nice.
Yeah,
that's really
cool. It's been so good.
We love that.
I'm pleased to hear that answer.
How has
your sound changed as you've matured?
It's changed a lot for the better, I think. If you Google my name, you can find some very cringy material of like folk pop 17-year-old cutie pie jazz. I've got to Google. And I suppose now it's more like sort of electronic pop. That's kind of the vibe that I'm going for. I feel like the song we played just before, like that kind of sums up a lot of like what I'm proud of as an artist, I guess.
Cool.
Like that mix of like electronic music and pop music that was a collaboration we did last year. So it's changed a lot for the better, and it feels like a lot more me, I suppose.
That's
so cool.
That's something we notice with a lot of artists, is that when the song writes itself,
open
their mouth and in 5 minutes I've written the thing. We were talking with Emily C. Browning recently, one of her tracks, it's just like happened, and same with Imogen Lima too. How's that feeling?
The best feeling, when a song kind of writes itself, you know, like, because the song that we just played before, like Tim, so Schly, the guy that I collaborated with, he sent me the track and I got goosebumps and I was like, oh my gosh, I'm so excited to write this because it's halfway there already. I've got the melodies for it. It's a really cool feeling. It's a really cool feeling. But then some songs, like, they do take a lot of work and like revisions and redrafts, and I think that that's like a different type of writing.
Yeah.
I guess it's my least favorite type.
I'm familiar. I'm familiar with the type.
Uh-huh,
And this is a guest list, so you've selected two wonderful songs for us, an oldie and a newie from the New Zealand music scene. The older one, I wouldn't say a deep cut, but like, you know, not one of the more, I guess, popularized Lorde songs off Pure Heroin, A World Alone. Why'd you pick this one?
I picked this one. Ben's a fan.
I'm so happy.
It's such a goodie. To me, it kind of feels like the like a credit song for a film. Like that warm, like dancey, sort of satisfied. I don't know.
Yeah.
She's a goodie, this one.
Wonderful.
I mean, any Lorde song, but
very true. Yeah. But this in particular, let's give it a spin.
Slow burn, wait while it gets dark. Bruising the sun, I feel grown up with you in your car. I know it's dumb.
I mean, it is a great song. It is a great song. But I'd much rather talk to jazz.
Yes.
Yeah, there you go.
Hello.
Hello. So, what have you been up to recently, I suppose? I know you did your Space That session, I want to say. Was it last week or the week before?
It was last Wednesday.
Last week. No, it's very cool. So how did that go?
It was good. It was good. It was really, really fun. It was kind of like... It was funny because it was quite a big moment for me because it was my first like solo ticketed gig.
Mm.
I've done like loads of gigs, but it's always been with like, you know, some other woman
on the
or
line
like
up and it, stuff.
Yeah, exactly. So for me to be like, oh, it's
this
just
is
me.
Mine. Yeah,
it was fun.
Cool.
I was just smiling the whole next day.
Aww. That's super exciting.
I love that. See, in my mind, as soon as you play within the Illuminati of the Otatahi scene,
you've
made it. 12 bars,
Space Academy,
and the dark room.
Yeah,
guys,
yeah,
I've made it. We're here.
That's great.
Well, where to next?
Yeah, what's coming up?
Yeah. I've got lots coming up before the end of the year, which is really exciting.
Cool.
So I have been like working on an EP with my producer Will, and we've just been kind of like just developing the sound. It's more like electronic pop, like sort of similar to like Broods or Troye Sivan. That kind of vibe.
Yep.
So that's coming out end of November.
Wow, very exciting.
Yeah, which feels like a long way away, but I'm like, it's actually like 4 months.
Yeah, it's not that far.
No,
we're
it's
actually
not.
Like, we're over halfway through the year at this point. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty crazy. I know, this is the eighth Mommy Fan. I know.
It's the
eighth. Right, isn't it?
Yeah.
I know, it's pretty wild.
Yeah.
So yeah, I guess what's the, we talked a little bit about the process for that Schlei song, but what's your usual process for writing material? Do you kind of, you know, do lyrics first and then someone else comes in, or do you then do the music, or, you know, what happens? What's the general process?
Yeah, the general process is I use a program called Logic.
Heard of it?
On my laptop. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's so I suppose what I did to like start off the writing process for a lot of the songs that are on the EP is I'd like be sitting in my room, I'd have a glass of wine, I'd just be sitting there like working with like different using different loops and different samples and different beats.
Mm-hmm.
And then on Logic, and then from there I'll write the melody, and then I'll write the lyrics, and then I'll go and sort of like redraft everything, rework everything, play around with vocals and different sounds. It's not really a process. It's kind of just a bit of chaos.
Nice.
Kind of a process.
There can be order and chaos, you know?
If it
gets to the end product, so that's what matters, you know?
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah. So as you climb up the ladder, it's harder to be down to earth. So how...
Okay.
You know what I mean?
I get what you mean.
So
I
how
think.
Do you maintain your sense of self and clarity
as
the music world just becomes bigger and bigger and there's brighter lights flashing at you and people demand more of you?
That is such a good question.
It is.
I think for me, it's just like, I love music and I've always wanted to do that. So I think it's just, for me, I'm like, it's such a privilege to do this. And I think every time I feel a little bit sorry for myself, like, oh, I'm going to stay in early because I need to look after my voice and I'm not going out with my friends because I need to, you know, have a good voice for this gig. I'm like, actually, I choose to do this and I'm like so grateful.
Yeah.
I'm like, it's crazy. I'm like, this is my job.
Yeah,
this is sick.
It's pretty
like,
nuts.
I'm
yeah.
stoked. Yeah.
What was that moment like when it went from like, you know, this is fun, I like doing music, it's a hobby, and now you're like, holy crap, this is my job now. Like, you know, what was that kind of moment like?
I think, Yeah, that sort of moment. I remember the moment I decided, like, this is going to be me. This is what I'm doing. It was, like, on my birthday last year, and I was heading off to my usual job, and I was like, what am I doing? I've always wanted to be a musician, you know? So I remember that moment of sort of deciding that. I think actually the moment was me and my producer were going into the auditorium of a school to write a song using their grand piano, and it was right next to the school where I used to counsel.
Yeah,
that's the moment. Cool. That was the moment. And I I teared up, and I was like, oh gosh, like, he needs to walk ahead of me so he can't see this awkward little moment. Yeah. But I was like, we're going to write a song. Like,
yeah.
This is my job, and it's like a Wednesday morning or whatever. I was, yeah.
Like, you used to walk over to there, and now you're walking over to here.
Yeah, exactly.
Sure. That's so cool. Well, where can people go to find out what you're up to, what you're doing, find all your stuff?
Yeah. The best place to go at the moment is my Instagram.
Perfect.
So that's just at Jazz Patterson Music on Instagram. Yeah, and I try to be, like, I'm on there quite a lot and try to keep it really regularly updated. So that's the best place.
Nice. Yeah. Yes. And it's Jazz with one Z.
That's right. And Patterson with one T.
Yes. Hey. Well, I can catch all of those dates on the podcast, which will be up very soon.
Perfect.
If you missed this and just tuning in right now.
Most definitely. Well, you've got one more song for us, given this is a guest list. Tic-Tac-Toe by No Comply. Why don't you pick this one?
It's just fun.
It's just a fun song.
Yeah. And that's all there is to it. Hey, it's a great song.
That's
a goodie.
That's enough. Well, it's also been very fun getting to talk to you. Thank you so much for coming into the studio.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you, Jazz.
Like a stick of dynamite, I'm climbing heights I never thought were possible. I got them tumbling like dominoes, I'm always ready for the second round, delivering my final blow like adios, your poses. I'm doing the most, supposed to elevate my show.
I know you do with posting glow,
when in reality you're broke.
You're slowing down, how long you think you'll flow?
It's all about the sense, bro, do not breathe in, because you choke the water in your lungs, will take you places you ain't been before.
Tic-tac-toe, so the story goes, demons always follow me home. Hit the road, cause I don't wanna know, find me at the park kicking stones.
Tic-tac-toe, so the story goes, demons always follow me home. Hit the road, I don't wanna know, find me at the park kicking stones. Tic-tac-toe, so the story goes, demons always follow me home. Hit the road, cause I don't wanna know, find me at the park kicking stones.
On a Rolls Royce, think you with your mama, didn't know it was a decoy. Double back and take you out, I think you better redeploy. Because snakes get mode, I mean that's for sure. You don't wanna carry this load. Tic tac toe, suicidal flow, make these rappers sex implode.
I just gone down, did it. Race a fucking bar up for a minute, watch me send it. Never slipping up, my feet are planted, never sonnet. Like a Taylor Garment kitty, ain't the rat like the party, get it started. The wet white kid with no click tracks, back talking smack. One take it, we leave it at that, and that's facts. Kick your feet up and just relax, and take a hit on this, and slip a sip on that.
Tic-tac-toe, so the story goes, demons always follow me home. Hit the road, cause I don't wanna know, find me at the park kicking stones.
Tic-tac-toe, so the story goes, demons always follow me home. Hit the road.